Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating and, let's be honest, slightly terrifying world of AI's impact on the job market.
Terrifying is right. I read this Economist piece, How AI Will Divide the Best from the Rest, and well, it's got me thinking. Remember all that early optimism about AI being the great equalizer?
Oh, I do. Everyone was picturing a utopia where AI empowers everyone, from poets to protein folders. NVIDIA's CEO even predicted we'd all be CEOs of our own little AI empires. But this article paints a different picture, doesn't it?
Totally different. It seems like instead of lifting everyone up, AI might just give the high flyers even bigger wings, leaving the rest of us in the dust. The article cites studies showing how top performers in fields like research, management, and even entrepreneurship are getting a disproportionate boost from AI.
Yeah, they talked about a study where AI doubled the productivity of top researchers but had zero impact on the bottom third. It's like AI is a super-powered tool, but you need serious expertise to even wield it effectively. Fascinating stuff. What about those earlier studies that showed AI helping less experienced workers?
Right. The article addresses that. It seems those studies focused on simpler tasks, like AI could help novice customer service agents a lot. But as AI gets better, it just automates those jobs entirely. So initial boost, eventual replacement. Not so uplifting anymore.
I see. Interesting. It's a classic case of short-term gain, long-term pain. Kind of like that delicious but ultimately unhealthy burger I had last night. Anyway, the article also talks about how AI is changing the nature of work itself, right?
Exactly. Junior lawyers are spending less time on grunt work and more time with clients. Engineers have more time for creative tasks. It's not all doom and gloom, but the emphasis is shifting towards skills like judgment, agility, and the ability to, well, think outside the AI-generated box. So while those tech CEOs might be right about everyone becoming a CEO of their AI agents, it'll be the ones with the strongest strategic thinking skills who truly thrive.
Got it. So not quite the democratizing force we were hoping for? Maybe more like an accelerant that magnifies existing inequalities.
That seems to be the unfortunate conclusion. It's like AI is a rising tide that lifts all yachts, but leaves the rowboats to fend for themselves. We need to figure out how to make sure everyone benefits from this technological revolution, not just the elite.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Goodbye.